So everybody, we're back with Ash because there was just so much we could talk about and there are so many directions to go. And it just felt like that we needed a part two to really come back in and anchor in into some topics that we, you know, orbited around. And now we wanted to come back and dive deeper. So if this is the first time that you're hearing of Ash Marshall Odell, I invite you to listen to last episode so you can get the full intro. But in short, what we've been talking about is the Prana Reiki and the origin of it. We talked about the interplay with the chakras. And in the previous episode, we talked about how there's the balancing of dualities and how that can create some shifts and what that really feels like by Ash being so open and vulnerable and honest with us and sharing a personal story. And so we're coming back to just really dive into some topics that we didn't touch on, but it made sense to touch on. So I'm going to start with like, what, Ash, where should we start first? And I will follow your lead because that's what I'm feeling where we need to start is following with you.
So I'll just briefly talk about Pranic Reiki and what it really does. So it really truly grounds you very deeply into Mother Earth and bring those energies up through your body, including chakras that are located outside the body, such as your earth chakra, your star chakra. There's one that's 14 feet, one below rainbow layer. There's a whole lot. And each of these has connections to you from a multitude of dimensions, universes, realities, your physical body, your star family connection, your ancestors, your embodiment on this earth, all of that, you know, like, right? So once it grounds you deeply into Mother Earth, the energy moves straight up and connects you to divine source. So essentially establishing your connection to light. And since light is the highest, purest energy, and it brings it back through your body, right? You're running that. That's the first symbol. And that in and of itself brings a lot of healing and change. And then all the other symbols, there are ones for establishing optimal balance of, you know, earth, air, fire, water, and for establishing balance between the right and left sides of the body, kundalini points, right balance. Because you have a masculine side, action and doing, feminine side of receiving, allowing, surrendering, right? And you also have divine, which is, you know, the upper energies, and the feminine, divine feminine, which are the energy and matter, right? All of these together are a huge portion and part of how you are in the world, right? And so when you establish balance among all of these core energies, you have more optimal flow of energy, more optimal health and well-being. And there are also, because we turn genes on and off all the time, right? So this particular Reiki also includes healing the ancestral line. So there are symbols that assist with that. And each of these types of changes that you undergo within a cycle, because we all exist, you know, birth, growth, decay and death, right? We all, everything in the universe, whether, you know, like it's a business or a creative idea, a human being, the seasons flows through these cycles, right? And as you learn to flow in your own cycles of this type of energies, a lot opens before you with more ease. So in many ways, Pranic Reiki is about helping you to find your personal flows, your personal connections, both internally to yourself, as well as to all of the ones spiritually, and to allow your body to get clearer and clearer and clearer. So as you get clearer, you have more insight, you have more clarity, you have more capability to understand yourself in different ways and how you are within the embodiment of this particular life, because there's past life, ancestral, chakra, kundalini, prana, healing. All of that is part of your energy system. So as you clarify it more and more and more, you just feel better and better and better.
And so this, it sounds like, and is this fair to say that the prana Reiki is a very holistic, it's all encompassing? Because I'm not sure what you missed, because you've covered the elements, you've covered the masculine, the feminine, you've the ancestors to source, to earth, and that grounding and that support.
What I will say is holistic means everything. So within Pranic Reiki, you put together a team, because as you're making changes, right? If you change one element in the human body, you change everything. So you might require therapy. You may require Western medicine. You may require acupuncture. You may require a nutritionist. You may require supplements. You may require just lying down on your sofa for a whole day and doing nothing but just surrendering and allowing things to go as your body's willing, not forcing it, not trying to hold it, nothing, literally just completely yielding to your physical body, your mental body, all of it. So when I think holistic, I think your team. So all of the different requirements that your body has, because your body is both your creator and your container for all of your experiences, right? And so in order to maintain equilibrium and optimal flow, you know, you may require many different things at different times, or just maybe one thing. So I won't say that Pranic Reiki is a holistic. It helps you in many ways. And it is only a part of, just a part.
Thank you for clarifying that. I jotted down a couple other things. So as you were explaining that and talking about the divine, you know, being source, and the divine feminine being that energy and matter, how would you differentiate divine masculine?
It's just about doing. It's just action. It's just energy. And the divine feminine is matter. So when you bring the two together, that's your creation. And often we might, you know, force things down, you know. So in a chakra, you know, you have the optimal spin, you know, of your chakra. And when they're balanced, you know, everything's spinning nicely, right? Mm-hmm. And when they're aligned, they're all on the same central axis, right? Going.
Yeah.
But sometimes when we're not able to deal with something, you know, we kind of, and you might see sometimes like where the chakra starts jerking, or, you know, tint something, like your washing machine is clunking, you know? And so if we push things down, spiritual stuffing, or we're trying to force them out, you know, because we don't want to deal with them, that creates issues. So when we allow and bring in that optimal flow of energy and release things, everything balanced and aligned, everything feels better. So, and we go through cycles. So, you know, you might deal with, say, for instance, if you have an eating disorder, right? You develop that as a child and you start working on that, right? You know, you get to a certain level and you're like, oh, this is better. And it comes back around to the next level. Oh, this is better. To the next level. Oh, this is better. So it's not about, there's no, Reiki doesn't treat or cure anything. It literally assists you to find better well-being.
It's a progression.
All things are, everything, even, you know, yeah. Therapy is, you know, Western medicine. I mean, if you think about, everything's a progression, because we change constantly. Right?
Yeah.
Going back to that death, decay, growth, and birth. You know, we have pre-programmed cell death, you know, that slows as we age. Like there's so many factors.
Right.
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 Yeah.
Could you talk about like those you know, when a chakra is healthy, it's cycling, it's moving. And when there's, you know, something in the way of it, it's kind of clunky. Like what, and how does that feel at a somatic level? Like what does it physically would feel like if there was like,
Everyone, I would like to introduce my elderly kitty, Jax, who is now joining us for our conversation. He may begin caterwauling or try to jump. I may have to get him.
Welcome, Jack.
So everyone experiences things differently because it depends on, you know, basically your interface, right? How you're wired, what you sense. So some people can experience it as like a pressure or like a muscle, like a little flutter, or they might experience this as, you know, an overwhelming emotion or like a series of thoughts, you know, that they get stuck in a loop of thoughts, or it might feel like, you know, the whole world's crashing down, like that dump truck of mental and emotional challenges that we can sometimes go through when we get overwhelmed. Some people just experience it as being super tired or, you know, being really stressed out or just feeling generally off. You know what I mean? It just depends on your level of being in touch with yourself and consciousness of your body.
Got it. Thank you for that. For those that may, this may be all new to them and they're curious, like, well, how would I know? And so let's say someone is experiencing that where they're just feeling like, you know, something's not quite right and feeling off, and maybe it's in life, in a relationship or at work. At what point would someone know, like, okay, therapy is the route to go, or, you know, a supplement, as you said, or Western medicine, or a session with you? Like how, I know it's not always black and white, and it can be a squiggly line. It doesn't need to be a linear line, but what would you offer someone as like a general approach of when they might want to explore Reiki?
So to go back to your original question for therapy, if you find yourself, so patterns like behavioral patterns, emotional programs, thinking patterns, if you find yourself most often in sort of challenged thinking where your thoughts are just like, you know, I suck, or, you know, I'm so stupid, or whatever, and you just stay, in that, and you're triggered quite often and you just can't seem to get out of it, it might be a great idea to explore a therapy route. Also, that being said, and this is where I always hesitate, that I don't give out advice, however, because your digestive system, so if you were to think about your digestion, 80% of your immune system is located in your digestive system. So you have Peyer's patches and gut associated lymph tissue. So if, for instance, you are eating foods that your body just is like not going to process, it can actually cause issues mentally and emotionally, because your body is trying to tell you, like, hey, there's something wrong here. Hello, can you please tune into this? You know? And so if you're finding yourself having challenges and you haven't received any type of diagnosis or information, it's always, you know, in my personal point of view, a great idea to get a check, right? And see what is required to help you to feel better. And sessions with an energy worker, most people come to me when they're in acute distress. Mm-hmm. I also have clients that would come to me every month. And it just, because it created massive shifts in their life and they felt like themselves again. So there's no one route. There's no one thing. It's really, truly what is required for you in that time. And so when people come to me, my first thing, you sign a form stating that I might refer you out. Because if I am not your highest priority practitioner, I'm sending you. Go see a therapist. Go see your doctor. Go to your nutrition. You know, remember, I have a list of people. That's where you have to go. And sometimes people might need to see multiple That happens also.
Yeah.
Skin, we're a very dynamic system.
Yeah. That's so helpful. Thank you.
Yeah. So when people come to see me, so what I do is, if you're in therapy, the work that I do helps your therapy flow with more ease. It helps if you're having challenges medically, Reiki can help you. Right. So it's, I consider it the assist. I assist. Right. So always, you know, you can find help to create more ease as you're going through things.
Right. And so of those like different symptoms that you said are usually when someone may want to consider Reiki amongst the other healing modalities, is what about physical pain? What, like if someone's like, oh my gosh, my back is just, I can't, you know.
I will share this.
Yeah.
So for me personally, I have scoliosis and stenosis. I spent part of my life at some worse points, 30 minutes standing up, lying down, walking, repeat, all day. It was so acute. And Reiki created massive changes for me. I had, and it'll be hard for people to see, I'm sure. Let me see if I can get my finger up there. So on this particular finger, you can see a slight hump there. That used to be up like that. I had arthritis that bad. I could get my finger to this point. And now you can see I can go all the way back down. So energy can create dynamic shifts. I have, and you can look at reviews on my thing. People talk about like fixed knee pain, you know, like these are just what people say. I will never claim that Reiki will fix physical pain because, again, you are a multifaceted, dynamic being. And there are so many systems at work within your body, cardiovascular, your immune system, digestion, you know, circulatory, like more, you know, your endocrine. So master glands, you know, with your pituitary, that seven hormones that come from that, you know, that can create massive changes, your genes. Like,
yeah,
there's never one thing. There's never just one thing, you know, in Western medicine and American culture in particular, we have this sort of interesting idea that you take the pill to fix the thing. And often what I have found is people are like, well, I got to take this pill to take care of the symptoms of this created and this pill, da, 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 da. I've often heard many people say, if I could prescribe food and exercise as medicine, I would.
Yeah.
All of it either contributes to thriving or detracts from. So I know we all want that one simple answer. And if I could, I would just flip the switch and be like, okay, we're done.
Yay. Right. Yes. So actually that's an interesting point is in general, and appreciating that everyone is their unique being with all their uniqueness. But in general, like how many times would somebody work with you for whatever symptom that they are suffering from and they come to you? Is this, you know, I know you said you have some people that where it's, you know, they're coming in with acute issues and then you have some that come monthly, but those ones with acute issues, is it like a series of five sessions? Is it, you know, or it's, you know, I kind of know where you're going to go as it'll all depend, but just as a general like barometer for someone that's like, huh? Cause I'm thinking in my head, I know a couple people that may find you super interesting. So I'm channeling them.
And I will tell you truly, when I first, someone told me this, I was like, if I stomped on your toe, would you tell me that it was an illusion? Because really what pain is not what we think of it. Pain is actually just inflammation. So when you're in a stress response, what happens is blood flow increases. And we often have areas where, because you have interstitial fluid, blood, plasma, and lymph and immune fluids. These are your three lymphatic fluids that run through your body and they get stuck into your area. So for instance, going back to the big toe, say it just swells and you can't figure out like, what the heck is going on? Why is this happening? It's because you have inflammation, because your body's first line of defense is to protect itself, to send fluids to kind of surround whatever is going on to protect the rest of your body from whatever this is, right? The pressure that's put on the nerve endings in whatever location it is sends that information back to the brain. The brain's like, oh my God, we're in pain. Ow, 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 right? So when you lower inflammation in the body, you lower the pain response. So creating flow in your body, opening up the connective tissue, because everything in the human body floats in connective tissue. And I mean everything. Your bones, your muscles, your circulatory system, your organs all float. That's your connector. And reading into technical again. So cells communicate constantly, signal transduction. And when you open up and you communicate to your body in all these different ways, like, okay, you're okay. Let's reestablish, let's open up these channels, because there are channels that run through the connective tissue. They've amazing studies being done all around the world. And I'm a nerd. I read white papers. I read journal articles. So the human body is absolutely astonishing and phenomenal. And so when you open up those energy channels again, and you get the flow going, you're reducing inflammation. And I have healed major wounds in a few sessions. Because again, you're turning genes on and off all the time. And so when you're communicating to the body in different ways, things can change. Now, that is an instance of, sure. As I said, there are so many systems at play, and it is never, ever just that one thing, ever.
Right.
And so as you're going through this and you're creating these changes in all these different ways, your body's going, right? And for people listening, so sorry, you can't see my hands making the motions. It might sound a little strange, but you're creating step shifts.
Yes.
And yeah. Dependent upon where you are, your overall health, well-being, everything else, all of this plays in it, including your age, including what your hormones are doing, your pituitary gland, your digestive system, your immune system, like, because it all works together.
So, you know, I think one thing, you know, this seems like a nice time to sort of pivot to the, given that, you know, energy healing and spirituality are ever evolving fields and so multifaceted, that where do you see the future of pranic Reiki?
Very personal. When I started out, it was clearing out the energy between my earth chakra and my body. So when I first started out, I would try and ground because the energy was running up through me. It would look like orangey lightning shooting like out my legs because it was clearing, and then it kept clearing, clearing, clearing. And as I continued to clear, I became more aware of my purpose in this life, what I'm here to do. And that gets technical, and there's so many different, because everything's choice and there are alignments with incoming energies, and it gets complicated. That's all I can say. So as I clarified, I became more aware of universal energies. I became more aware of past lives. I became more aware of my spirit. I became aware of more than just this universe and how that comes into play here. And as we become more aware and bring in different consciousnesses, it creates dynamic shifts on the planet through you. So whatever that is for you, and it, divine time and divine plan, you know, because that's a huge part of it. You can't force it,
right?
You just have to be in it and allow and allow and surrender to it, which is a challenge.
Yeah. It's so, I love hearing that, because I think there's, you know, still the reminder that we are all evolving and fluid and in motion. And so is the modality and the way that it works. And, you know, I think that that is such, I like to think of that as almost like a feminine way of complementing a very Western traditional medicinal way that we now call modern medicine. And so I like to sort of think of this as the integration of the two, and that there's certainly a time and place for that crisis mode, a broken leg, you need pain relief, you need, you know, surgery to repair that. And there's also these modalities of looking at the different energy channels, the different layers of your being, looking at the Kundalini points, looking at your chakras, looking at all of this to also bring in some healing in addition to the relief that we receive. And so I think it's just, it's so beautiful. And this conversation has been so beautiful. And I just, before we wrap up, I want to check in with you, Ash, and see what have we not covered that it seems like this would not be complete without touching on.
The most helpful thing that you will be able to do for yourself is to tune into yourself and get self-knowledge. All of the other, the rest of it, the spiritual, it comes from within you. People turn outward quite often. It's inside. So even if you just are not into Reiki or anything else, go in and learn your own body cues. Learn what you are communicating to yourself and create the life that fills you up and helps you thrive, because that, just that in and of itself, is a massive change.
Yeah, that attunement, that, you know, connecting with yourself reconnects you to your inner compass when looking for direction or guidance. You know, I can't echo that. Like, I want to just shout that from the mountaintops of how important that is to people. And I am through my work, and I love that you're also doing it through your work. And there's many of us coming together that are just lighting up this planet right now, which just excites me to keep having these conversations, keep bringing people forward that are there to help us align to our most innermost wisdom.
It's extremely lovely. I had amazing teachers and mentors myself that helped me move forward on my journey in incredibly significant ways. And so finding not only your inner knowledge, but be curious, because sometimes we make those connections that really assist us to make that next step.
Right. Well, thank you for a take two. It's not actually a take two, because that would imply the first one didn't go well. A continuation of our beautiful conversation to have it feel complete and whole for our listeners. So I thank you for the additional time.
Thank you. This was absolutely lovely.
Agreed.